Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's founder and president at Heckman Financial here in the Silicon Valley area. This is a show where we talk about retirement planning because it's so important. And Eric impresses on you how important it is to have a written plan. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and the spending plans being proposed by President Biden do involve trillions of dollars again. So we're looking at higher taxes in the future. So that is going to be our main topic again today. As we get started, here's your phone number, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. And that's how you can reach out to Eric and maybe learn about some ways to help or even eliminate taxes in your future. You'll also hear us talk about the Blueprint to Worryless Wealth. Getting this blueprint can help you plan out your retirement. This is complimentary, something that Eric offers you every week. Again, reach out to us at 800-454-1184. And of course, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, a big hello to you.
Hey, Luann. And we just got past tax day, so it's definitely a good time to be talking about taxes because that was retroactive reporting, right? That's reporting at the scene of the crime. It's already happened. There's nothing you can do about it. Now it's time to try to prevent that crime from happening, right? Get alarms, get security cameras, other things. That's really what tax planning is about. And tax planning, you got to do in the same calendar year. This year, more than ever, I think tax planning, investment planning have to be really tied together. And, you know, that's why I think it's critical for financial advisors to be able to talk about and know and be licensed to do stuff with taxes, because the two are intertwined. There's no separation. And of course, that tax situation, that investment is what gives you your income. So that's the only way you're going to be able to retire, right? So that's what we're talking about today.
Right. And you do have all of the education and the licenses behind you to help people with their taxes. You totally understand it. You've been doing this for nearly 30 years now, helping people retire and figure out a tax strategy. So yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today, tax strategies. Now, I want to ask you this. You know, we're talking about these multi-trillion dollar government spending packages. What comes after $1 trillion anyway, Eric? You probably know. It's not a gazillion, is it?
Yeah. Like, what is it? Quadrillion, yeah. And quintillion and all these crazy things.
Yeah. I mean,
a trillion seconds is 31,000 years.
What? 31,000 years.
Yeah, that's how long just a trillion seconds would take to count off. And I don't think anybody would survive counting them all. So we're talking some big numbers.
Big numbers. And we don't want it to go up anymore. Please, no, we've got to be more responsible. But that is what I want to talk about right now. We're being told that the increases are just going to target the wealthy. Okay, that's what we keep hearing in the media. But we do have some insights from a financial analyst who says that the impact could likely go beyond the pockets of the ultra wealthy. So, Eric, you and I have been talking about how taxes are on sale for the last year. But even at their current rates right now, they could be swiping away at your savings, leaving you with just a fraction of the money that you were planning on for retirement. So let's just start off by talking about the potential impact that taxes can have on our retirement savings. Let's go over that again, and then we'll get into some details, okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, anything obviously that you can make more tax-free, get the government out of the picture, it's always better. You know, there's just not a debate about that, right? Everybody agrees on that one. So how can you be doing that? Is it an after-tax 401k that you can convert to Roth? A lot of companies have that. Is it just converting to Roth? Does that make sense? You know, what you want to do is look at your tax, you know, bracket now and what it's going to be down the road and go up to that tax bracket, but not go into a higher one. So there's a lot of things that you can be doing. You got to watch out for gimmicky things like people talking about a so-called laser fund or the LIRP or 7702. I mean, these are all really life insurance plans. It can be a great tool, but they're overhyped and they're really misused. So they can be a great source, but again, that's something where it has to be a part of a plan. That's what I'm really here for, is telling people, you know, the actual real truth versus some sort of gimmicky, call me now for this laser thingy. So, yeah.
Right. And the truth. I mean, we're all seeking the truth, you know. Charles Payne, I think a lot of people know him. He's a Wall Street analyst. He hosts Making Money with Charles Payne, and he wrote a book called Unstoppable Prosperity. Well, when he was asked about the White House plan to spend, you know, taxpayer money, including $2.3 trillion on this infrastructure that we're hearing about, plus another $1.8 trillion in additional spending, Payne says that the impact on the economy is actually twofold.
There's a dual impact. There's an economic impact and a societal impact that I'm actually more afraid of, to be quite honest with you. You, of course, part of the plan is to raise taxes. Even the scheme to raise taxes wouldn't be nearly enough to pay for all this additional spending. And, of course, let's not forget the $1.9 trillion that did go through. So we're talking over $6 trillion, and most of it did be spent in the near term. These taxes ostensibly to pay for it over, you know, 15 years. Again, it won't happen. It never matches up that way.
Payne says that policymakers are saying, you know, like I said, it's only going to be the ultra wealthy who are going to be targeted by these increases. However, he believes that the impact is going to go far deeper than just impacting millionaires and billionaires.
So what we're talking about is another layer of debt, another layer of uncertainty. And we're talking about slowing down the engine of our economy. They sell these things going after Jeff Bezos. They sell them on going after Amazon. But it's the small businesses that they hurt.
Small businesses, I'm hearing that too. My husband has a barber who was complaining about it, you know, all these taxes and everything. I want to know what your take is.
Well, I mean, obviously spending is going to be, you know, done regardless of what we all think, right? So, I mean, you can voting time, but that's about it, right? So we don't have much control of it. You know, obviously some things can be good if they're, you know, if they're buying stuff like roads and bridges and, you know, that causes people to get employed and get jobs. You know, some of that spending can be a good thing. But, you know, we already had a whole bunch of spending under the Trump administration that didn't. Yeah. Wasn't paid for because he actually cut revenue. And now under Biden, he's going to kind of keep the same model going. So, you know, the scary part is it doesn't matter what side of the aisle, they're both spending like crazy and there is no end in sight. That's one of the things about why taxes are going to be a bigger issue going forward. You know, just making sure you understand that. So, you know, one of the things that we actually have that we can, you know, send you is actually just a really quick report about taxes in retirement and how those may affect you. So, you know, if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text the word taxes to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes to 800-454-1184, or you can go online at wealthcreatorradio.com and request it right there.
So, Eric, you've been doing this for 30 years. What could be the main risk to our income in retirement?
Well, if you do a great job investing and building up money, and you lose another 5% of everything to a 5% increase, doesn't matter how good you did. That 5% goes across the board, right? So yeah, I think that's one of the biggest risks is so far most people have often when we meet with them, 80 to 90% of all their retirement money is in pre-tax dollars, meaning you just said, oh yeah, I'll pay this tax later. Well, I work with all these people retiring that later is now. That's when they're paying that tax and they're realizing they're going to be retiring in the same or sometimes even higher tax brackets. And that's before any taxes go up. There's a lot of tax moves you can do, especially this year, you know, how to restructure stuff, how to get things in the right order. Again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, what we're doing right now is for anybody listening to this, any of our podcast or radio show listeners, we are doing this at no charge right now. So all you have to do is give us a call. No cost, no obligation. So give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer. Thanks for joining us. So we know interest rates are near low record levels right now, so it can be a little alarming for people in retirement. It's great for people who are buying homes, things like that. But, you know, you think, I should just put my money in an envelope or stash it under a mattress and I'll be fine, you know, make just as much money as it's making at the bank. But a Missouri man, Eric, learned the hard way that there is another risk with stashing cash around your home. Mice ended up eating some of his savings. So he went to get his money and there were holes in it. His bank, I guess, was able to reassemble the bills. He was reimbursed by the U.S. Mint for about $1,000. So he got lucky. I didn't even know they would do that. So I want to talk about how low interest rates are frustrating and how they can impact our retirement savings over time.
Yeah. So, you know, the low rate environment we've been in was been there for a decade now and or more. And then, of course, with the COVID crisis, it dropped even lower. And the Fed's supposedly going to keep it down until 2023. So it's no time soon are we going to be going back up. And so what does that mean? Well, it means investing in bond funds is going to be awful because rates are either going to suck for a while and stay low. And then when the rates finally go up, the bond values will lose money. So that's not so great. Savings accounts at banks and places like that, you know, if you go to online savings accounts, there's a few companies out there that are paying, you know, maybe 1 to 1.5%, but still that's, you know, nothing, right? And then, of course, the 10-year treasury has been riding around 1% or so also. So there's a lot of places where you can barely make anything. And so that's when a lot of times you have to be a little bit more creative. I mean, you do still want to have money in an emergency fund, right? You still want to have something that has 3 to 6, you know, months of savings there for expenses. But once you go beyond that, don't leave it in some place that's not earning anything. That's when you got to start changing how you're behaving and what you're going to do with that money. And, you know, that's when you really need to move it into something that's going to be better long term. And, you know, a lot of times that's where insurance companies are coming in with a lot better products. And often, you know, it sounds funny, they're paying 300% more, right? Because 3% compared to 1% is 300% more. So it's not that much more, but it is still a lot more over time for sure.
So the Feds are saying they're going to keep the rates this low until about 2023. So how are you helping your retirees navigate right now through this low interest rate environment?
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, there's three types of money that everybody should have. And so there's the market money, which is the risk stuff, right? And stocks and bonds. Then there's foundational. And usually when people talk about low interest rates, we're talking about the foundational money. You know, that's stuff that's guaranteed. So that's either insurance companies and banks, you know, credit unions or the U.S. Treasury. Banks and the U.S. Treasury and credit unions are all right around 1% or lower. So that only leaves insurance companies, and they can be a great source for having some extra money, you know, especially for your retirement dollars. I mean, you can earn just about 3% for 5 years. There's other ones that are indexing with the market, but they don't have any risk of losing principal. You know, those ones on over time should go between 3% and 7%, and most clients I've seen have averaged around 5 or 6 or somewhere around there. Obviously, it varies. You know, then there's also steady income money, which is in between guaranteed and market money. This is stuff that's not daily traded in the market typically. It's stuff that's often real estate or debt funds or something like that. And most of those are paying 5% to 7%. And so, again, it's what are you looking for? What's the goal for that money? When do you need the money back? And then that's when you should be figuring out where to put the money, not the other way around. And sadly, a lot of people don't realize that. And, you know, so that's why we've come up with the way to help people, you know, figure out all these different things. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, you can actually do on our website is you can take a risk score and you can actually find out what your risk score is. It's a number from 1 to 99. And then we can actually compare it to your portfolio. And, you know, if you get that free risk, you know, it's risk assessment, it tells you, okay, am I on the huge roller coaster that's going crazy and flipping and spinning and stopping and going forward and backward and all that stuff? Or am I on the little baby roller coaster or somewhere in between? But what you do need to know is you need to know before the crash, before all this market mania goes away, what's going to happen and where are you going to be left when all these things start going back to normal. So again, that's the time is now to figure that out, not after it's already happened, because it's already happened by then. So if you want to give us a call, we can help you with that. Or you can even go online and do it online too. So either way. But yeah, give us a call, 800-454-1184. If you want to set up a time just to do that free risk score and analysis. Again, 800-454-1184 or online directly to wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer. Eric is here to guide you. So, Eric, you can find a lot of articles about retirement planning, you know, that talk about all those guidelines, like the 60-40 portfolio rule or the 4% rule, things like that. Could you explain why, with today's economy and these low interest rates, we maybe should think twice before relying on these basic rules of thumb?
Well, so the 60-40, what is the 40 to refer to? It refers to bonds.
Uh-huh.
And so bond funds are, you know, these are debt from typically companies or could be governments, and they're paying you back interest. There should be, you know, if you're borrowing money and you pay it back, there shouldn't be any gains or losses on it. But most of these bonds are tradable. So that means as rates change or go up and down, you may have a gain or loss also. And a lot of these bonds are often quite long, you know, 10, 20, 30 years. So yeah, if interest rates change, then you can have losses on those. The other thing, too, is if you're one of those target date funds in like your 401k or something where it's the, you know, whatever, the 2030 or 2040 fund, those funds, by definition, are some sort of mix like that, where they have so much in stocks and then so much in bonds. And as you get closer to that age, they have more and more in bonds. So your portfolio isn't as volatile. But the problem is those aren't going to earn much. I mean, last year they all did very well because of the rates dropping down. Well, when the rates drop to zero, they ain't going to go lower, right? So they're already at the bottom. So you can't go lower than what they are now. So that means the only possible solution is having them go back up at some point way down the road and you'll have losses. So yeah, I think right now is probably one of the most dangerous times to have over-reliance on bonds. But you also don't want to take a ton of risk. And the reason why people do bonds is they're lower risk. So that's when you have to start looking at foundational money type of stuff, steady income monies. You need to look at stuff outside of normal market funds to really, really take care of yourself.
Eric, you mentioned how people can go to your website and do their risk score, take the assessment and figure out what their risk score is. So investing in the markets does seem like a good way to try to generate income. Okay, they're probably going to get higher returns than just, you know, the interest rates in the bank. But I want to talk about the risk that is involved in investing. Should retirees still have a portion of their retirement assets invested in the market?
Yeah, you have to have money growing always. I mean, you know, you're either growing or dying, as the saying goes, right? And, you know, so you don't want your money to be dying, definitely not before you do, right? So so you still want that. But yeah, you do want to mitigate the risk, because the part that a lot of people who are working don't fully get is, you know, you hear this mantra of, oh, just hang in there, wait till the market comes back. You can't do that when you're retired. When you're retired and you need that check next month to pay your bills and get food and do things and all that type of stuff, you can't just wait. And so what happens is, if there's a market crash and your money's down, it doesn't matter. You're going to probably need to have some of that money. And legally, you may have to be required by law, if you're over 72, to take that money out and pay the tax on it. So yeah, you may not even have the option of not whether or not to touch it. So that's why you have to tone down the risk. And that's why you have to add these foundational steady income monies to that market money. And that's a critical thing in retirement.
So do you think our low interest rate situation right now kind of highlights why it's really important to have a little bit of money invested in the market?
I do, but also the other risk that we run is there's a lot of signs that are pointing to more and more inflation. And if inflation starts coming back up, then that means some of the stocks and other things may not do as quite as well. That's where real estate assets, other things could be inflation protected. So we do actually have retirement income strategies. It's a report about how interest rates play a role in your retirement and how that's going to affect you going forward. And yeah, so that's something where all you have to do is text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income, 800-454-1184, or go online directly and request.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He's a certified financial planner. He's also a chartered financial consultant. So he will help you and give you solid, independent advice. He has the education behind him to help you in retirement. Now, we know there's always challenges in life. It's not going to change in retirement either. But we can't control things like interest rates, like what we're seeing right now. We can come up with solutions that work around them. So let's talk about potential solutions to this challenge of low interest rates right now, Eric.
Yeah. So again, it always goes back to what's the timeline and when do you need the money, right? Yeah, there's a couple different ways to do this. There's things like, you know, fixed annuities from insurance companies that pay, you know, a lot higher rates than banks. And traditionally, it's been about 1% to 2% has always been the spread, the difference of, you know, how much more they're paying. So there's a little bit just difference in terms of type of money and such. If you're talking about retirement dollars, there's really no difference. If you're talking about regular dollars, there might be a big difference because one's tax deferred and you can't touch it till 59 and a half. So it may not be as great a deal for people who are younger. And then, you know, there's other things like what I like to call steady income funds, where, you know, these are real estate related or sometimes debt related type funds. And those are usually paying 5 to 7%. So, you know, there are other ways other than the stock market to get some better interest, to get some better options for you. And really, it's tough to be educated about that. And often some of these deals are things that are not open to the retail investor. So unfortunately, a lot of stuff still in the financial world is not open to everybody. And so, yeah, that's where sometimes talking to somebody like myself can say, hey, here's these funds and here's these options and these opportunities. And yeah, you can get a lot more access than you can on your own. So it's always good to get that information and find out more. And, you know, that's why I always tell people, you know, just give us a call and they can, you know, talk to us and you know, just find out what their concerns are and does it make sense for them.
So you said there's a lot of different options for where we can put our money, but how do you help someone figure out their appropriate course of action, Eric?
Well, the hardest part is about being a financial advisor is people always want to ask you stuff, right? It's like, you know, oh, you're a doctor, you know, yeah,
yes.
Can you know, this, you know, the old joke, right? It always hurts my
pain.
Arm when I do, you know, then don't stop doing that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing with financial advisors, like, oh, well, you know, what's a hot stock or should I be doing this or that? Or, you know, that's fine for people to ask that. But the hard part is in reality, it's like those dumb drug ads. It's like, ask your doctor about this. It's like, no, because I have no condition about that. So why am I going to ask my doctor about some pointless condition I don't even have? But they always have to say that, right? And so really what you're trying to figure out is where does this all fit in? And you need to have an overall plan. If you have an overall plan, it's easy to judge whether or not that helps you get there or does it hurt you from getting there, right? So that's the main thing you want to be looking at is this the right tool for the job or not? And you know, one of the big ones too is when do you need that money back, right? So if this is, you know, say something you want to buy a house with and you might need to do that in a year or two, then you don't want something that's going to be locked up for 5 years, right? So there's simple things like that too that you need to be paying attention to. And along with tax benefits, a lot of them have better tax benefits, but then you're giving them some liquidity. So again, it's always about how does it fit into your overall plan? What's the goal for the asset?
So if someone is buying an annuity, okay, if that makes sense in their situation, how do you help someone find that right annuity for them, because there's all different kinds of annuities available.
Yeah, I mean, the best ads in the world are those ones where, you know, Fisher Investment talks about, you know, I hate annuities and you should too, mm-hmm. or buyers beware about annuities, or don't buy annuities. And you know, well, guess what? They don't sell it. Well, okay, of course you're not going to like a product you don't sell, because yeah. that's going to take money away from your fees. And so so why do they not like it? Just because it's harder to scale. It's harder to do a big business with that. So that's not necessarily the client's best interest. And when you look at a lot of these financial studies that colleges have done, they're saying more and more now that there is no way to retire successfully without having some money guaranteed, having some assets guaranteed. So you just don't mess things up, right? So so really, you know, when we're talking about annuities, typically we're not talking about immediate annuities. Those are stuff like pension or Social Security, where you're turning on that money today. Really what we're talking about is these deferred ones, meaning it's just another type of investment, another type of savings tool where you're going to put money and let it sit for a while and percolate and keep getting bigger and bigger, right? And so, you know, the types of annuities you want to usually be looking for, the biggest benefits I think of annuities are guarantee of principal and hopefully good interest. And so there's the fixed kind, which are kind of like a CD, really. They're just going to give you a set interest rate for a set period of time, pretty simple. But the ones that are indexing with the markets, I mean, those can sometimes have double-digit growth years when the market does great. And when the market goes negative double digits, you don't lose a dime. And so those are better than bonds, I think. That's what I use those for. I don't use them to offset the stock market risk. I use them to offset the bond market risk. And, you know, so again, it's whether or not you're using the right tool. Now, when if you're using variable annuities, I have no idea why somebody's recommending those. Those just have tons of fees and costs. I would say probably 95% of the time, they're not in the client's best interest. It's pretty rare to find some that are actually in the best interest of the client. So those are the ones that you gotta really watch out for, is the variable kind. So, you know, again, that's why we meet with people. That's why we talk to people and set up that blueprint to worry less wealth. We're a bunch of worry less about your money, worry less about what product and how to earn higher interest, and more about how to have fun and do stuff and enjoy life. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, and just set up a call with us, we'll just kind of go over your situation, see what you're worried about. And then we can actually waive our planning fee, our $1,500 planning fee. And we're just going to give you that actual plan that says, here's what path you're on. Here's your income, your investment, your taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. Whether or not you know you had one, we'll tell you what it is. And then we'll show you, hey, here's some issues you might want to fix. And that's up to you if you want to hire us to do that, or if you want to do that on your own. But again, there's no cost, no obligation. So I don't know why you wouldn't want to take the time and really take charge of your financial future. So if you want to do that, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, where they give you solid financial advice at Heckman Financial. What about other issues like taxes, Eric? Do you think people are aware of the benefits of proactive tax planning?
They should, right? but often they're not. I mean, often most people are reacting and not proactively planning, right? So that's the problem. And so lots of times, you know, like one I see a lot is, especially people who are either retired or getting close to retiring, you know, they may have a lot of money in the bank and CDs and other things, and they don't need the money. They're never going to touch the money. And they're earning a pathetic, you know, 0.5% or 0.1% or something stupid. And they're still paying taxes on that piddly amount of interest that they got. And so yeah, we've actually got a report, a quick report that we can send you. All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money to 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we'll be right back.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in a lot of different ways, minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, planning for all the risks in retirement. It'd be so nice to worry less, right? And that's what Eric is here for. He's offering you a chance to come in and visit with him. So we know Eric gets questions every single place that he goes. When they find out what you do, Eric, people, I'm sure, ask you all kinds of retirement questions or financial advice. So I am going to reach into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag and get some common questions from retirees. We are both retiring in about 3 years. We've done pretty well. We have about 10 different retirement accounts like 401ks and IRAs. But the problem is they're spread all over the place and we're not sure what to do with these once we're in retirement. We've done a good job of saving, but which should we use for income when we retire? We're not sure what to do.
Yeah, this is a common problem. And I think my personal record was 14 401ks that somebody had. Just one person.
Whoa,
and
really?
So oh my. I didn't need to look at her LinkedIn page or her resume because I could see everything right there and on her 401k statements, except for her job title, of course.
But, yeah.
I mean, one of the things is also people sometimes literally lose those. I mean, I had a client lose one and all of a sudden the state found her. Because they had, had a bad mailing address and finally somehow found her and, she had $80,000.
Oh my, there. That's awesome.
I mean, that's a big mistake. I mean, the only ironic part is when she lost it was $40,000. So at least it did good. The one thing you really want to do is combine those into IRAs. So basically for most people, you're going to have two accounts always. You're going to have your active 401k and at least one IRA. And so every time you leave a job, you take that old 401k, roll it to your IRA. Now, the only time you would not want to do that is if you have company stock in your 401k. There are some special tax rules around that. And I actually have one client one time where we were able to save them $76,000 in taxes by just handling that stock differently. I mean, it's amazing if you have that company stock, which is less often now, but you still have some people who have that.
So here's another one. We're reaching into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. This person also says they want to retire in 3 years, Eric. What should I do to be getting prepared? I don't think I'm ready to meet with a financial advisor yet, but I'm getting overwhelmed when I Google and read articles about retirement. I don't know what to do or where to start.
Well, that's kind of like saying, oh, I've got some ailment, so let's go online and find out. And then you've got, 20 different rare diseases, when you self-diagnose, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I don't know why the person wouldn't be ready to meet with a financial advisor. That sounds like exactly why you need to work with a financial advisor is if you don't know all these things and you're having to Google them and you find out all sorts of junk on the internet that's often not right or is just salesy, that's the problem, I think, is when people don't go and actually get real help. And, again, it's just like medical advice. Yeah, you can find all sorts of stuff on there or those dumb ads on TV. It's like, go ask your doctor about this. It's like, well, why should I? I've never had any of those problems. But if you listen to TV for 2 or 3 hours, you probably should go talk to your doctor about 6 different medications, So, right? I mean, that's when you need to have a plan. And, one thing that a financial advisor should be able to do is help you with all these things. Now, you want to work with somebody who's a registered investment advisor. That means that they have a fiduciary duty to do what's in your best interest. And that means they also can work on a fee basis. Now, if they have the term registered representative on their card, that means first and foremost, they have to work on a commission basis. They may be able to do fee-based planning, but they're mostly on a commission basis. And they're not really beholden to do what's in your best interest. So, that'd be the things to look for, where we'll actually go through your what your plan is. Now, you may say, I don't have a plan. It's like, no, you're headed someplace. So we'll tell you where you're headed. We'll tell you what issues you got. We're going to look at your income plan, see how you're going to get money out of retirement.
look at that investment plan. Where should those dollars be and where are they allocated right now? Look at the tax ramifications along the way. I mean, one of the dumb things I think is people who are financial advisors that say they don't do any tax advice. I mean, you know, that's like a doctor who says, oh, I can't prescribe anything or I can't ever give you any sort of medicine or treatment. It's like, what? You got to be all inclusive. And then we're going to look at the healthcare issues and legacy issues. And so that's the five things: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. You know, those are the things that, you know, we want to have you plan for and have and make sure it's all set and all up and running. And then if there's some issues, we're going to tell you, hey, these are some of the things that you need to fix. So, you know, if you wanted to book a time just to talk to us and see if this is right for you, again, you can give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're reaching into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag right now. We have another question for Eric. My dad is 78 years old, and we've been talking about his financial situation and trying to get his affairs in order before anything happens to him. I'm learning how unorganized things have been until now, and it seems like every other week he's calling me about another CD he found or he's remembering some other account. How do I make sure that we are not missing anything when we're trying to account for all of his assets?
Yeah, well, I was just meeting with somebody who's probably said it best. She's like, you know, your parents, you always think they've done such a great job and you think they have it all together. And then you start working with them and finding all these assets and finding all these statements and you find out things are quite a mess and they're not quite as organized as you thought they were. And it is one of those things where, you know, we all have a perspective. I mean, we're all, you know, little kids and our parents are big people in our eyes, right? You always have that little bit there, you know, still stuck in your head. And yeah, it's one of those things where you have to watch out because, you know, it's bad when they're still alive, but when they're passed away, boy, you know how hard it is to find assets then? So, you know, you really want to talk to them ahead of this time and make sure that they have it listed out. Make sure you're helping them. You know, if they don't want you involved as much, it gets kind of awkward, but, you know, just tell them, hey, can you just make sure everything's listed someplace? You know, someplace that's easy enough to find, right? You don't want to have it in some computer file that you know, you can't get into or know where it is or locked up in a safe deposit box that you don't have access to. But really, you want to start listing all that and working with your parents. And we've actually done some webinars and other things about training, you know, working with as adult kids of what should parents be telling the adult kids and what adult kids should be talking to their parents about. And you know, it is really critical for that communication to be open and really make sure people know where everything is.
And that's all part of your legacy planning. This is part of your blueprint to worryless wealth, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, you have to make sure that they're, you know, power of attorney and all of those things. I've been through that with my parents and then both of my in-laws. But here is another question for you, Eric. We're reaching into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. I'm thinking about canceling my life insurance. My husband and I have accumulated around $3 million in retirement assets, and we're planning on working for another 10 years because we enjoy what we do. All of our children are grown. We don't really have any debt with the exception of our mortgage. It just seems silly to have life insurance at this stage of the game. What do you think, Eric?
Well, yeah, that's one of those tough ones, and I do get that quite often. It depends on what type of insurance, right? So if it's term insurance where you have to keep paying on it or else it's going to go away, typically those start jumping up higher and higher as you get older. Yeah, lots of times those ones are ones that you're going to probably have to cancel. But often it may be if it's something that's permanent or something that's got cash value, or maybe you even increase it because one of the things you may be leaving behind is some IRAs, which are in 401ks, which are horrible, horrible assets to leave behind because they're 100% taxable. So if you can leave some tax-free assets behind, you're going to be way better off. So, you know, one thing we've done with a lot of clients that don't need their required minimum distributions is we've actually taken those and actually bought life insurance with those dollars because it's so much better to leave these tax-free dollars than these IRA dollars. And so, you know, it's one of those things where it may or may not make sense. All this goes back to having a plan, right? You know, you want to make sure you've got that income plan. How are you going to make that money last? And, you know, how are you going to get that money for the rest of your life? Life insurance can be actually, if you've got about a 10-year timeline, you could be funding those and actually build up some great lifetime income in those that's tax-free. So, you know, that is an option that sometimes it may make sense. again, investment plan, you know, look at everything out there, guaranteed stuff, foundational stuff, steady income, retirement assets, you know, and the market money. And then look at the taxes along the way. You know, how can you lower those taxes, not just 1 year, but over your lifetime? That's the critical question. Look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues. You know, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. Again, if you want to set up a time, just a 15 to 30 minute phone call where we can just talk and see, you know, how can we help you? What questions can we answer? And then we can see if doing the full plan for you makes sense or not. But again, there's no cost, there's no obligation for our radio listeners right now. So if you wanted to go ahead and take us up on that offer, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Stick around for some more good stuff right after this on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm where they will put you first, and their focus is on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. That's their goal for you. So we've come to the time in our show where Eric gives us a wealth success story. It's a great lesson. We can listen to an example of someone who had something good work out for the best. So what do you have for us, Eric?
Well, it's anytime you buy a stock or invest in anything, I shouldn't say stock, anytime you're investing in anything, there should be some critical questions you ask. Why this? That's always a good one. And when am I going to sell this under good and bad circumstances? And what I find is a lot of times people say, oh, I heard the stock's great, I'm going to buy this. And then they have no plan for it. And so I've got some clients that just thought Tesla sounded cool when it first went public and bought it way back when. They've made an insane amount of money on it. But we had some stop losses. I kept telling them, we need to have it protected as it goes up. And so a stop loss is something where you say if it hits a certain number, it'll trigger sale of so many shares. And so they were kind of annoyed with me because we sold some in January when it started dropping a little bit there. And then, of course, it dropped by 50% by March. And then it went insane. No reason for it to go where it went. So, you know, went up 1,000% returns or something, you know, just crazy numbers. It just kept going up and up, up this year. And so we sold a little bit there. And then, of course, tanked back down again a bunch. And, you know, so we took a lot of profits. And so, we, you know, if you look at it over time, we've averaged really good sales prices on a lot of those stocks. And this was a stock that they were just holding and holding and holding, didn't know what to do. But, you know, she's just about to retire. And now a lot of that cash is there, protected. They still have some invested. We didn't sell all of it and stuff. But, you know, we've made some really good money off of it at the higher points and protected it. And that's because we had a plan. Typically, the plan is selling it way after way, it, you know, things have gone bad after they'd been good, right? And so that's the part we have to watch out for, is making sure that we have a plan ahead of time.
Right.
And so, you know, and so, yeah, again, that's why we have that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's why we've created that, really just to, you know, first and foremost, you know, how am I going to do? Do I have enough money to retire? When can I retire? Is it going to last me for the rest of my life? So we go through all that, look at that income plan that you have, even if you don't know what it is, you've got a plan. So that's what we want to do for you. So give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.